Welcome to the Emily Osman Show, your place to learn how to market yourself online and build a business doing the work you love on your terms. Listen in for simple, doable strategies mixed with mindset tips and candid conversations with other entrepreneurs, all designed to help you turn your ideas into reality and share your passions with the world. Now, let's get into the show. Welcome back to the show. Today, I'm joined by one of our members from the Modern Marketing Collective and an Elevate Retreat alumni, Renee Mariette. And Renee runs the business called Make Words Work. In this episode, we discuss Renee's move from corporate marketer to self-employed, running her SEO copywriting business. Now, she takes us through how when she started her business, as per so many of us, myself included, she went from really offering all the things. And then over time, using what she learned were the real pain points for her clients, plus the area that she really enjoyed the most, she then went and specialized. And she takes us through the process and what that looks like to do that. She also shares how she's really built a network, especially of one specific person, and you'll hear who that is, for her business to fast track and learn a lot from people that are a few steps ahead of her, and also to beat that loneliness and isolation that can come from working on your own, often at home by yourself. And then she also shares as well how she has teamed up with someone who offers complimentary services to create packages that are there to serve their clients that really tick all the boxes when it comes to SEO in their business. So smart, and also like how fun to work with someone else and to team up. You've both got your own businesses, but you can create a package that can serve clients. She also shares her biggest learnings, what surprised her the most when it comes to taking the leap from corporate to self-employed, and also what she's working on next. Now, Renee is actually our guest expert inside the Modern Marketing Collective for the month of April, and she's going to be sharing her expertise here when it comes to SEO and the growing world that is AI. She's going to share really what we need to know. She mentioned in this episode, which is just recorded in the last couple of days, so start of April, that there's really like one of the biggest changes that we've seen to the way that, I'm probably going to screw this up because this is not my world. She talks about AI and Google and how there's been pretty much like the biggest change so far. And so she's going to take us through that in the masterclass, and then also how we can implement and really tangibly execute on that in our business. So we have so many guest experts that come into the Modern Marketing Collective to keep us abreast of what we need to know as online business owners. There's not just one thing that's going to grow our business. We need to make sure that along with the foundations to it, so I'll take you through that in terms of like really what are you doing your business for? What's your offer suite, your core message, your content, your social media, your email strategy, then also looking at through different guest experts, it's their speciality, how you are growing your reach through things like organic marketing, so SEO, which is where Renee comes in, podcasting, all the many ways that you can really grow your reach through organic marketing and also paid marketing. So come along and join us. It's emilyosmond.com/collective. Jump in today, make the most of this masterclass that's coming up to really get abreast on what we need to know when it comes to SEO and AI. You'll find Renee at makewordswork.com.au. So also go and check her out if you need some specific help with this for your business. And without further ado, let's bring on Renee to the podcast. Well, welcome Renee, and thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I'm thrilled.
I'm excited to chat with you because you're someone that has been in business for how long now?
3 years all up, so yeah. Not a long time.
Yes, not a long time. And it's so helpful, I think, for others to hear the learnings and the insights and the changes and the realizations that happen, which happen all throughout business, but especially in those first few years too, because where we start, and I know for myself, where I started in business changed and evolved over that time. And it was just such a period of massive learnings and also so much fun too. So yeah. I wonder if you'd start off by telling us who you are and what it is that your business offers.
Yes. Well, my name is Brené. I run Make Words Work, which is based on copywriting for websites, but my forte is in SEO copywriting. So that's what my business does, and that encompasses quite a few things, including content marketing for blogs, emails, lead magnets, and then obviously websites, web pages, whether it's new or updated content, strategies, audits of websites, and something that I'm bringing out quite soon, which I think is going to be quite helpful for people, is when somebody writes their own content, I can go in and help them make sure it is ultra optimized for Google and other search engines. So that's sort of what my little bizzo does.
Fantastic. And I wonder, it could be helpful as well to explain, let's say you've optimized that blog post or you're helping someone with their blogs or their web pages, what is the outcome that they can, that they're working towards? What is it that SEO copywriting actually helps people achieve? If people haven't had this before, they might be like, I don't really understand what this is all about. So could you explain that?
SEO stands for search engine optimization. So when you go, and when I talk about search engines, I probably just refer to Google. It's the one that everyone knows.
It's funny, isn't it? We say like search engine, but it's like really just Google. Like, let us know if you use any others. But
yeah, well, they've monopolized the search engine industry for, gosh, probably two decades now. I think the latest ChatGPT and all this sort of stuff that's coming out are potentially going to knock them off their pedestal. We'll have to see. But anyway, we'll see. So yes, search engine optimization is about showing up at the top of a search or the SERPs or search engine result pages. So when you Google something or Google it, as we say, your website shows up at the top. And there's two ways to get there. There's one which is paid ads, and you show up because you're paying to be seen for a certain keyword or group of keywords. Or you optimize your website to show up the top for free. However, it's much harder to get that. The results, though, are much better. So people see your website first. They trust Google and they click on your website. So you get higher traffic, higher visibility, and normally that leads to higher conversions of your product or service.
Excellent. Yes, thank you. And I've got, I've been working on my SEO a little bit, and one of my pages ranks for, I think it ranks for business retreat. And so I see, and right now I've got the wait list happening because I'm about 14 weeks or so off having a baby. So I'm not having a retreat until after the baby comes. But it's great to see just from that SEO that I'm having people joining that wait list, pretty much one person every week at the moment, which is really
amazing.
Cool. And just getting to know those people, what they're looking for, where they're from. So yeah, that's the power of just one example of when your website is ranking for those search terms, bringing in, like helping people that you can help, helping them find your work and your website.
Yeah. And there's also quite a lot of research that shows that in the SEO world, we call it content clustering. So if one of your pages is ranking really well and you've done some excellent internal linkings to relevant pages within your website, the cluster can elevate, which then elevates your website as well. So it's once you've got one page going, it's really a great idea to build that out and continue that cluster to help your whole website go up.
Now, I said to you the podcast today, we're going to talk about your business journey, but we should probably get you back to actually do an episode on SEO.
Yes.
So we'll keep that one in mind. But I'd love to hear, Renee, how has your business changed over these 3 years?
Complete, I hate this word, but pivots. A complete 180. I started off my business, actually, I was one of those jump off the end of the world people during COVID who just thought, you know what, I'm over this. I spent 20 years in corporate marketing and brand marketing, And the last corporate role I had was quite big. I was CMO for an energy company in Australia, and the pressure was a lot. And with COVID, I think a lot of us experienced quite a bit of burnout. So I started doing brand marketing under my brand name, RM Marketing.
You laugh at it. I love how you laugh at it. You're like, I can't believe I used to call my business
well,
that.
I just sort of thought, I'm not going to waste time on trying to design up a brand and a logo and all the things that I spent 20 years harnessing my efforts on. I just thought, I'm just going to kick it off and see what happens. And I got quite a lot of local clients here in the Yarra Valley, which was fantastic. Lots of small business, but very different businesses, from retail to hospitality to wedding venues. And what I found was that it was a lot more difficult than I had anticipated to run full marketing strategies for multiple different brands, even though we're talking about small business.
Yes.
So it wasn't easy, but I really, really enjoyed it. So through my networking, I met a few people and realized that one of the things that people really struggle with is writing. It's something that I'm good at. I've always been sort of the SEO writer of whatever business I'm working for. And so I thought perhaps this is something that I can do and help businesses understand this really complicated area of SEO. So that's where I put more time and effort into creating my brand, and that's where Make Words Work comes from.
And this, Renee, it's exactly how I kind of had my business start and evolution too. And what I recommend to other people is at the start, take the pressure off yourself. You probably don't know what your niche could or should be at that stage. So I say, like, get out of there. Like, imagine you're at a buffet, you're just going to try all the different things, see what you like, see what works, and see where the demand is. And then from there, you can use that real experience rather than hypothesis from behind your desk in terms of where to then follow and where to then perhaps niche down. So yeah, I love hearing that. And that's fantastic. So then you niched into the SEO side of things. And I'm sure over that time too, what you actually offer has evolved as well. What have you done there in terms of figuring out exactly how to package up what it is that you sell?
Yes, I've been through quite a few iterations of services and offers. And as I've started niching down in industry or type of clients, that's changed a lot. So I started off with whatever you need in SEO, I've got some tools and some experience to help you out. And then I pulled that all the way back to just web page writing. So I wasn't doing a lot of blogging. I wasn't doing a lot of content marketing side of things either. And I started just building out those web pages, and mostly for people wanting new websites, not a lot of edits. So that's sort of where I niched way, way down into. And then from there, I have started branching out. And I was, you know, one of the hardest things that I found in running my own business was going from nice monthly money coming in through the door to months going up and down all over the place. So I was for some time looking at building out retainer style packages for blogs and things that you need to keep your SEO growing and bubbling away, but have since changed that again based on a lot of the new things that are coming out of Google at the moment, and trying to make sure that what my services offer are actually going to be what Google is looking for. Yeah, so that's a big thing for me, is that my services probably will change quite frequently based on what Google's looking for, so then I can pass that on to my clients.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, when it comes to your clients, you live in a beautiful local town, a smallish town. Again, similarities with how I started too, and I think there's such a benefit to that in terms of the word of mouth and the networking. So I'm assuming that is one big part of your marketing and how you attract clients, but I'd love you to step us through what you've learned has worked really well when it comes to marketing your business, things perhaps you're working on or things you've tried that you're like, you know what, that probably wasn't the best use of my time.
Yeah, sure. Networking has been the number one for me. I do live in the Yarra Valley, and so we have a wonderful community here of sort of boutique style shops and restaurants and venues and wine and all that sort of stuff. So there's been a great deal of support locally for me. And I wanted to branch out. I didn't just want to be restricted to the Yarra Valley. So I started networking through your marketing collective, and that has been an amazing way to meet other small businesses as well and get some work through those sorts of people as well. And then marketing networking on other things as well, like forums, branching into, I've done some networking through Gold Coast forums and I've gotten a few clients through that as well, just to offer support really and weigh in if there's things that I can provide value on. There's also a Facebook group called, what is it, Like-Minded Bitches Drinking Wine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a lot of questions that are asked there.
Oh, my gosh.
Provide support. Oh, if I can.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And that's a great way to go. Go where people already are gathering and see how you can add value. And you're kind of positioning yourself as a bit of an expert, but being generous there. And then people will, at some point in time, if they need what you have to offer, click through onto your profile, take a bit of a look, maybe follow that, get in touch. So, yeah, really smart.
Yeah, and I've gotten a few, I sort of got my international wings through that one as well. So I've gotten a client in Bali.
Wow.
Through there, and have since, not through that one, but have since branched out into other international echelons as well. So yeah, Vietnam and the UK now.
So cool. Very exciting to be able to say that I work with clients internationally.
International.
Oh, I love it. And what role, Renee, does social media play, and or are you yeah, what are you doing on there? Because I know that I do remember something happening on there last year, I think it was at our retreat.
Yes. Yeah. So social media has been a funny one for me. It's I lived my life in social media as a corporate marketer, and it was such a huge part of my marketing strategies for other businesses. Even now, I continually say, if you're going to create something on your website that you really want to optimize, promote it via your social media platform and email marketing, et cetera. But it's been one of the hardest things for me to set up for myself. It's, I suppose, giving away a little bit of privacy because it has to be so open. But I'm really trying and I'm getting better at it. But what I have noticed is that it's more of an opportunity to educate and also have fun. I've got two forms of content that seem to work a bit better than self-promotion via social media, really.
Yeah, brilliant. And it is a challenge, I think, when we go from working in corporate for another company, even as marketers, to then go out and it's like, oh, hang on a minute, I'm kind of like the product now. Do I have to put myself out there? Do I have to talk and share a photo? But yeah, it can be so powerful when we do that.
It is. And look, I've seen other people do it exceptionally well, and I'm in awe of anyone who could just say, you know what, I'm just going to get out there and do it. I think my perfectionism has a bit of an issue. I can spend 4 hours just editing a reel to make it perfect, and that's still not good enough. So
I promise you it gets quicker though. I feel like you have to put in that time up front to then be able to make it quicker.
Yeah, I think so. I have gotten it down to about 3 hours.
Nice. Getting there. Oh, so good. So we've had a bit of a look at your marketing. I would love to hear, how does your business really work for your life? Because I know that for so many of us, we have our businesses to not completely take over our life, and we don't necessarily want to grow a massive company, but we love the idea of it being something that is nimble and flexible to really serve us. So what does that look like for you, Renee?
You know, I had a really good think about this question. I think I'm still developing my answer on it. It's, since I've left corporate world, I've become highly protective of work-life balance. But in saying that, you know, I think I've just sort of naturally built this business to suit my lifestyle. And it is quite easy for me to work, you know, Monday to Friday and have maybe a networking day or a co-working day with local colleagues here in the Valley on one of those days, so I can move around and be flexible with where I work and with who I work. And that's really, really important for me. But that sort of, yeah, I've been quite protective of weekends and times where I get to spend with my family. That sort of has to come first. So I've gotten really good at managing my calendar.
Yeah, yeah. And it's nice to have a little bit more control over that one too, to say, right, these times or these days I'm going to be doing this. So
yeah, yeah, exactly. And even, you know, if you know that there's certain times of the day that don't work or the month that don't work, then you can sort of plan to work on things that perhaps aren't as creative when you know that you're going to be feeling a little bit less than creative.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's so good to be able to do that, to channel the creativity when you have it, and then to just, be kind to yourself when it's not quite there and you need to, just focus on some other things for a little bit. So that's good.
Exactly.
Yeah. So Renee, what have you found to be perhaps surprising or challenging over these past three years that maybe you didn't expect?
Well, as I mentioned before, getting used to the instability of finance was a big one for me. And it was a real relearning, because I think financial stability was a bit of a conductor for anxiety. So that was a big relearning. And I'm very lucky that we're in the position where my husband can support me growing this business, and that's wonderful. But I think really the other stuff is probably the tech side of things, building all of my, you know, my systems and my management of what I do together. And I know the tools that I can use to perfect what I do, but then all the other things that I had just, I guess, the businesses I worked for in the past, just put all this stuff together. Then I have to figure out how to do it. It was a little bit of a shock just how much admin there is when you're running your business, from sort of accounting all the way up to, you know, the IT and the tech and just everything around that.
It can be something that you don't even really consider beforehand.
No. Yeah. No, not until you realise that you need it. And you think, oh, well, I'll just tack that on, and it's just another thing to add to the pile.
Do you have any favourites, Renee, or any that are kind of essentials that you're using at the moment when it comes to the tools and the platforms?
Yeah, so I'm terrible when it comes to accounting. I outsource as much of that as I possibly can. But Xero for me is a tool that I found really easy and customisable. That's a really great one.
Yeah, I love that too.
Yeah, I know. And then I guess for me, for what I do, you know, investing in the best technology that I can and constantly testing different things. So when it comes to creating SEO strategies at the moment, I'm using SEMrush, which is really expensive, actually.
Yeah.
But for what I do, absolutely worth it. And then just making sure that that's, you know, still the best version based on new technology and updates coming from Google.
Exactly. And I think that for our businesses, if we're a service provider, there's often going to be something that you might invest in, like that technology, that tool that is kind of essential to help you deliver that really high quality of work that your clients just aren't going to have access to. And it kind of gives you that edge. And then the same with my business, I would see Kajabi, and I know a lot of people kind of consider it to be quite pricey, but I guess I see it that it's the investment that I make to be able to then bring in the revenue into my business. So yeah, it's an interesting kind of way to look at it, that it then allows you to deliver the services or the programs or whatever it is that you deliver by kind of having that one or two probably more premium tools that you invest in.
Yeah, you're right. And it's also, I guess there's sort of levels. There's things that you don't mind spending money on that help you deliver the best of what you do. But then there's things, for example, that I have yet to really invest in. And I haven't even done full research on what those tools are, but tools to help me automate my processes of onboarding. At the moment, it's all manual because I'm still learning the best way to onboard, and I don't want to pay for tools without knowing exactly what I want that tool to do. But I have colleagues that work in and around my business who have spent that money to invest and upgraded their business and connect all the dots, and it's all automated and it looks amazing, and I'm still chugging along.
But it's good that you have the awareness that, yes, in the future that's something that you will no doubt do once it's a good time to do that. And then the other side is, I think, that I try and be wary of in my business is to also go through and do a bit of an audit of, okay, what am I paying for here in terms of the subscriptions and the tools? What can I downgrade that I'm not using as much? What can I pause for a while? What can I cancel? Because they can add up as well once you've got a few happening.
Especially if you're going through a phase of testing. I test multiple products at a time to test the same piece of content, for example, on various products and see what happens. So I can have months where my expenditure is quite high, and then I sort of remove the ones that I don't want and go forward that way. But it's, that for me is quite common with SEO tools and things I need to conduct my business, more so than admining type tools.
Now there's something, Renee, that that you have established in your business that I just adore, and I think is like such a secret kind of way of bringing so much connection and fun and lessening the overwhelm in your business that I think so many other people could do but perhaps haven't considered, and that is your relationship, your friendship with Rachel, who's been on the podcast, Rachel Clark. And I think you might call each other your work wives, but could you explain, like, how did that come about? What do you do? I think it's just such a fantastic idea, and I think I can just see how beneficial it is to both of you, and that other people can replicate this as well.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, we our wifedom started a few years ago.
Take
we met on a glorious afternoon at a winery, as we do here in the Yarra Valley, and we just bonded instantly. And I had just launched my first business, I think it was, around then, and Rach was a couple of years into it. So she was sort of a guiding north star for me of where I wanted to be or get to. And being a couple of years ahead of her business journey than me, she also had lots of ways to help me set myself up and, set the business up, the business side of things. So what we found is that she is a web developer and graphic designer turned web designer, but her forte is technical SEO and SEO when building in SEO when she's building the websites, and mine's on the content side. And if you have a look at, well, they call it the SEO periodic table, there's 44 different parts of building SEO into your website. And for all the ones that I look after, she look after the rest. So we kind of bonded quite well on our combined knowledge of SEO and also our ability to serve clients an entire package of content, design, development, and then you get a website which is rankable, findable, and sort of designed to your brand while considering things like, how do we get people through the process? What's the funnel of the website? How do we convert and make money, basically? So, her and I have we have weekly catch-ups where we do co-working and we go to the local country club down here, which is very fancy. And we work all day. Sometimes we work on things that we're both doing at the same time. Other times we're just doing our own separate work. And then at about 4 o'clock, it's time to stop, drop, and champagne.
Love it. It's the reward that you work all day for.
It is. And we do have quite a few websites now under our belt. We've just launched a four-seater hidden restaurant here in the Yarra Valley website.
What?
Yeah, and they've been picked up by The Age and by Broadsheet. It's called Emerald City. So if anyone's out here, it's
gonna run that one
behind a very funky sort of prohibition whiskey bar. And wow. It's behind a velvet curtain at the back.
And this is the thing, when you work in a local town, you get all the like new things that are opening.
Yeah.
You kind of know them before most people do when you're working with the businesses. It's very, very cool.
Exactly. It actually sort of helped me become a lot better at marketing myself as well. So she's really good at throwing it out there that what she does. Oh, yeah, I'm a website developer, and it's just very natural. And I was finding that difficult. So she sort of has helped me to sort of be more confident in throwing that into conversation. So if somebody happens to be looking for it, then they know where to go.
So good. Because it can be pretty isolating and lonely and difficult when you work for yourself and you work at home and you're kind of looking around the walls and you're like, I've got no one to bounce these ideas off or just have those discussions and run things by people. So to find someone in your local area, or it might be for other people, someone that's that they've met online that they can then have those chats with. I've got a couple of chats that I'm in with people that we can bounce ideas, support each other. And it's just so helpful. So if anyone listening doesn't have that, how did you meet Rachel, by the way?
Through COVID, I set up a local community group myself, and she came along to one of them. But there's other copywriters and developers and a couple of marketing, solopreneur marketing agencies, that's a little bit like you, who we've developed, not wifedom material, but we've got really great feedback channels, so they can send stuff to me or vice versa and we can give each other feedback. So online's a good way to start those relationships.
Well, Renee, last question. I'd love to hear, what are you working on now? What's kind of your current thing that you're working on for your business?
Or for the business or for my clients?
For your business, for you, your business.
For my business? Well, at the moment I'm looking at expanding out my website and doing some changes. There's been a recent announcement from Google in March about some really quite severe changes that they're going to be making to their algorithms. So I'm starting to do the testing via my own website. So that part's happening. And then at the same time, I'm looking at changing up and adding in a few services, mainly also to help. A lot of the Google update is about AI created content and how they're going to be penalizing or not penalizing it and how they're going to find it, all that sort of stuff. So some of the services I'm looking at is around how do you use AI content and what can I do to sort of support, because it's such a great, easy, cheap, quick way to create content, but potentially not so great with SEO. So how can I support things as they change? Because it's here to stay.
Yeah, and you got to be playing by Google's rules as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
And we have you scheduled for the end of April as our guest expert in the Modern Marketing Collective to take us through these changes and let us know what we need to know. So if anyone wants to make sure they're part of that workshop, come and join us at emilyosmond.com/collective. And we have the wonderful Renee running that one for us. It's so good to have different people's expertise to come in and share, right, this is what I'm learning, this is what's happening, this is what you need to know. So that'll be a fantastic one.
Yes, and I guess this is really relevant to so many people now because we're all using these tools and we all have websites that we want to help us make money. So we just have to make sure that they are geared to do that for us.
Absolutely. Well, Renee, on that note, where can everyone go to find you and follow you and connect with you?
I am on the Instawebs, so Make Words Work at Make Words Work. And my website is www.makewordswork.com.au. It's a real tongue twister, Make Words Work.
Make Words Work. I love it though. so good. And now, is there anything that I haven't asked you, by the way, that you would like to?
No, I think we've covered everything.
Fantastic. And like I said, we should definitely get you back to actually go into the depths of SEO. So
yeah, keep that there's one in lots mind. Of juicy stuff in there. It's changing all the time.
Well, this is the thing. So. Yeah, you'd have to stay on top of it and make sure you're communicating that to people as well.
Yeah, so, yeah, and it's difficult because it's not, you know, they're not very clear about what those changes are going to be. They're a little bit sort of cryptic. So yeah, it's a lot about interpreting and testing.
Well, such value that you're able to bring people. So, yeah, brilliant. Well, thank you, Renee, for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of The Emily Osmond Show. I would so appreciate it if you could leave a review in Apple Podcasts. Simply scroll down past all the episodes to where you find ratings and reviews. Tap write a review and be sure to include your name or business name so I can give you a shout out too. You'll find my latest resources at emilyosmond.com/free. And remember, until next time, connection over perfection. You have got this, and we'll speak soon.